The Fort Hays State University Alumni Association is getting ready for their Popular Future Educators Day later on this month. Alumni engagement strategist Carolyn Tatro, along with marketing program specialist Noelle Huseman from the Alumni Association, stopped by to talk to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. You guys always have something cool going on down there, and this time's no different. But before we get into the new stuff, how was homecoming?
Homecoming was great. We had alums from not only all over Kansas, but we had some drive in from like Louisiana, California, all over to kind of come back to campus and see all the new changes and reconnect with classmates.
There were a lot of people who hadn't been back on campus in a really long time, and they all had a wonderful time. The weather actually turned out beautiful for us. We were really grateful for that. So
yeah, the parade was iffy, right?
A little bit, but you know what? It slowed down a little bit there, right about halfway, I would say. But it turned out really great, and everybody had a great time. And you know, I think we're really looking forward to seeing what homecoming can become. You know, having a little bit of a break last year that we did with some of our events, we're looking forward to growing a lot of our events in the future. So it was a really great time.
Awesome. Yeah, and it seemed like to me, the little bit that I got to encounter, you know, everybody was just so excited to get back together.
Yes. Like, that's right.
You guys could have held the thing in a field, you know, and everybody would have had a good time.
Everybody was happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of homecoming, so one of the things that went on that weekend, they had the ribbon cutting for the new Fishley Wills Center. Last time I was in there, they were putting some finishing touches on there, but I think everything's ready to go at this point, right?
That's right. Actually, as we speak, so the new Fishley Wills Center for Student Success is up and running. As we speak, the admissions office is actually kicking off their newest portion of their prospective student experience, which is having students meet them in the Welcome Center, which is sort of one of the grand pieces of that Fishley Wills building. And today is actually the first day that they're starting tours over there. So they're really excited to begin working with that.
Very cool. Yeah, I think the last time we spoke about this, Joey Lynn was with us. Mm-hmm. And yeah, what a cool, unique like building and just a center. You know, it kind of brings together all those student services that are so important, you know, for the current students and also the prospective students. And I can't imagine a cooler way to see start off a campus tour other than that, except for maybe the new arts gallery in the old power plant.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a very cool experience.
Yes.
Too.
I drove by it the other day and I saw the paintings in the windows. I was driving by, I'm like, wait, what was that? And I stopped and that is really cool.
It is very neat. If you ever get a chance to go in there, definitely stop in. But I think the Welcome Center, all you know, there's always something exciting happening on campus. And that's just one of those things. And you know, we always like to tell our alumni there's lots of different ways that they can help the university grow. And you know, the Welcome Center is part of that. The new Fishley Wills building is part of that. And I know another thing that's gotten a lot of really great feedback is the unveiling of the new regional tuition program.
I was going to say.
The university has started offering for next year.
Yeah, okay. So, because we have talked about this in the show before. Maybe we should recap what we're talking a little bit before. Basically, you get in-state tuition from a laundry list of states. I don't know. How many is there?
So there's 13 new
13.
States.
Okay. Yep. I was going to count. I was hoping you'd just know, yep. But I would count
there's
them.
13 new states in addition to Kansas.
So yeah, 14 different states. You're getting in-state tuition right here at Fort Hays State University.
That's right.
But so it's kicking off fall next year.
That's correct. So students who are applying for this year will be eligible for that starting next year. Students who are currently on campus will also be eligible for that starting next year.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I just, you know, and look at some of these states. I think about like Iowa, Illinois, you know, the ones that are a little bit further away from us that you know, haven't had a program like this available. I just got to believe there's going to be so many people coming here and taking advantage of the wonderful education you can get at Fort Hays State University.
That's right. And we have alumni from all over the country in all of those different states. And so we're really excited that they're able to spread the word now mm-hmm. to our prospective students about these new opportunities for them.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. I wonder, how important is it for the alumni to be able to spread that word? You know, is that a huge recruiting tool for the school, or is that kind of just a, I don't know, you might say a bonus kind of recruiting structure?
No, I think it's very important. We have a lot of families that attend, many generations attend Fort Hays. I was just talking with someone, he has like a fourth generation Tiger family. So it is pretty important for our alumni to spread that word to their perspective, either like family, relatives, friends, relatives of friends. It's a pretty large and important network.
That's right. And the people who work at the university are admissions counselors. You know, we can they can only do, you know, they can only do so much to bring students here. They really have to, you know, they need the help of those alumni who will have their kids and their grandkids, their nieces and nephews really get to hear what their experience is about. So it's really a collaborative effort between those who are working on the at the university to bring students in and those who have the experience in their families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I talked to my kids already. They're my oldest ones are 9. But I'm already talking to him about Florida State.
Yeah, you get them early. Go, but yeah, start them early.
I remember, yeah, my oldest son, we got one of those tiger hats that were really popular like 3 years ago. It's literally the tiger, the big tiger on the head with the things that dangle down. Loves it. Still wears that thing.
It's a great hat.
Absolutely. And it's a lot of fun.
All the time.
I would wear it if it fit me. I've got a big head. But anyway, yeah, so it's really cool. The admissions teams, those departments, they've done a really good job. But we want to shift gears a little bit here and talk about something you've got coming up. It's a popular event, I think, down there on campus, and that's Future Educators Day. That's on the way, right?
That's right. So Future Educators Day is actually something that the university has done for a number of years within the teacher education department. And of course, our College of Education is incredibly popular and incredibly successful. We have teachers from all over the state, all over the country who attended Fort Hays and are part of Tiger Teacher Nation. And so they're just trying to bring that again to prospective students, give students an opportunity to see what it's like to be a teacher education major, meet the Kansas Teacher of the Year. So they're really excited about how this event is going to grow in the future to bring more students into our College of Education.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what a great, program. I've known several people that went through the program directly, and they're teaching now. And I've also, in recent years, known a lot of people my age that have went back and they've done that transition to teaching program.
Yes.
Right. That's through the department as well, I believe, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. It's, there's a lot of different ways that you can take the route of, through teacher education. And so students who maybe know what they want to do, but maybe they don't know the direction to take. They really don't know if there's a special area that they want to, teach. An opportunity like this is really great. And it, again, really helps to have our alumni, our incredible teachers who have gone through this program. They will bring their students in to campus for this day. So they'll be able to kind of see along with their students what things have progressed at the university and what opportunities await them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I think, too, with education especially, it's one of those fields that, having that hands-on experience, actually seeing what you're going to do is very valuable, to help shape what you might want to teach, but also, really, what area do I want to teach? Is it, high school kids, grade school kids, or I want to get into a college thing, junior college, tech school?
Right.
So many options there. That's right. So that's awesome that they get to explore that. Suzanne Stevenson, that's the Teacher of the Year, right?
That's right. She'll be there. She's going to be presenting to students and the teachers and counselors who bring them. And so I think it's just going to be a really incredible day. It's October 27th. So it is coming up. And I know that they're looking forward to having lots of students and teachers come back for that. Really great things that, I think they're just really looking forward to showcasing.
Absolutely. So if people want to be involved in that, what's the easiest or best way to get information or to sign up maybe?
So they can sign up through the university website. They can contact the admissions office. They're the ones that are sort of primarily hosting this event. Our alumni staff can answer some questions as well. I know as we have a little bit of knowledge of some these kinds of events that happen. So really anybody at the university, the Alumni Association, the admissions office, teacher education, they can answer all of those questions if they're interested.
Very cool. Now, we just got a couple of minutes left, but we want to talk about this as well. That you're, I know President Mason's out. She's doing the media tour, I think, right now,
right,
actually.
This week.
But you've also got some counselors out there spreading the good word, right?
Yes, absolutely. The admissions counselors are back on the road. They were not able to make it into too many high schools last year. And so they're very excited to be visiting in schools, at college fairs and different events that are happening out there for prospective students. And they're also doing a phenomenal job of informing, you know, people on social media where they're going to be. And so if, you know, anybody, if a student or an alumni who wants to bring their students to visit with an admissions counselor, they can find them on social media. They'll find out where they're going to be that week and meet up with them if they're going to be in that area.
Very cool. And when you say social media, you guys have your own alumni page, right? But matter of fact, I think there's probably about 90 Facebook pages for Fort Hays State, depending on what department you're
from.
You're
never going to miss what's going on at Fort Hays State. Everybody's got something out there.
Absolutely. Well, guys, we're almost out of time here. Any last thoughts before we go?
Sure. With admissions starting the tours, they are waiving the application fee for anyone who comes and visits campus.
That's right.
So if you have someone that wants to check out Fort Hays, bring them sooner rather than later so they can get that fee waived. And then also this Saturday is Tiger Day.
You'll see a lot more students on campus this weekend because it's Tiger Day. Admissions is hosting their annual Tiger Day event for prospective high school students or transfer students. So they'll be checking out campus. I think they're getting tickets to the football game as well. So they're going to be all over campus on Saturday.
Yep, a lot of gold going on.
Right.
Love it. It's UCO this weekend, right?
That's right.
We're gonna win. I'm confident. Yes. The last time I said this was the homecoming game. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Okay.
Told my mother-in-law, I said, we're going to win this game.
That's right.
I look at her and say, we're going to win. And look what happens.
And so everybody needs to stay for the whole game this time because you never know what's going to happen after
halftime. True.